So I grew up in this generally sort of wartime atmosphere. I mean, all the usual stories about scarcities and making do and mend and, you know, passing on second-hand things in the family and rationing of food and clothing, all that sort of fairly well, you know, known and so on. But there was this general atmosphere of being at war. One of the most dramatic was that in order to protect the docks, because the enemy planes would come down the river and in moonlight, it was a perfect way of finding the dock. You knew the docks would be at the end of the river. So in several places they had huge balloons, air raid protection balloons, which they just put up in the sky to divert planes, preferably into the beam of searchlights. And I remember later on in the war seeing these balloons and searchlights, sort of not operational perhaps, but, you know, up and ready. And so that was part of the landscape of the war. And then the city, of course, if I say that the streets were very empty, I wouldn't know what a street full of cars looked like at that time, because there weren't many cars and there was no petrol to drive them anyhow. But they were sort of, it was a bit sort of eerie, lots of military vehicles. A lot of people in different sorts of uniform. I mean, uniforms were very, very common. They're, you know, now very, very rare. Even the professional don't wear uniform.